Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Folks, what's happening? As you can see, we're sitting on our new lovely set and it is absolutely beautiful. We have been sponsored and donated this lovely studio by our new sponsor. So it is
Boutique Infinity Tanning Salon on the top of the White Rock Road. People, you would be delighted to walk in these doors. See, if you want to do a sunbed, this is the place to go. Not only have they got a lovely wee lounge area here for ourselves, we're sitting here, Cozy Joe's, new sofas, big space, lovely lights. This is where we'll be shooting our new episodes every single week. And if you just wanted to let the people know, if you want to get up and do a sunbed, this is the spot to do it. State of the art. These things are unbelievable.
And I'm not just blowing smoke up your hole here. This is one of the nicest sunbed shops I've ever been in my life. Place is absolutely immaculate. Tiled from fucking floor to the ceiling. All the sunbeds retubed, flat out. Place is absolutely unreal. And they have a sister shop. Couple of doors up. Tappy White Rock Road. Sells all your candle wax, all the nice sansies, all that good gear. So get up and check it out.
I don't even do sunbeds, but this makes me want to do sunbeds. Seeing these things are absolutely lethal.
100%.
So call 100%. Up, people.
We'll have a wee bit of a tan here over the next couple of weeks. But listen, hope you enjoy the show, and we love every one of you. Keep our lit.
Thank you.
See, that makes us the rain. I have lost the podcast. I can see the guest.
I'm sure you're loving it.
What do you even do?
My mate rang me going, what the fuck? I didn't even know he was gay.
What did you do whenever he said it?
I think he knew. I didn't know before, but because see the way he said it, it was like very subtle. He was like, so you're out in the bars more now? You're touching for a few girls or something? And he went, well, actually, I'm just going
to. I've had the confidence to come out gay. I went, from when? He said, he goes, just now.
Just for now?
He's a big, heavy guy. He's like 35 stone. And then he got a gastric sleeve and lost all the weight.
Lost 15 stone.
And when he lost the weight, he's been going out in the bars and stuff. Now that's why I said, do you have an old girl now? Or are you on Tinder or something? And then, is Tinder the gay one? No grinder.
No grinder.
I says, are you on Tinder? And he went, my confidence are high, I'll come out, I've come out gay. And I was like, from when? He's like, just out there.
Does anybody know? And he went, well, we do now.
And what a way to come out gay. That's the hardest
what
thing
the fuck?
To do.
Okay, tell him about that to me.
I won't believe him. I'd be like, you're
done. I know.
Oh, just out of blue. No, if you're saying it now.
He's not one of them gays where.
Like, frozen interviews.
Do you ever get one? There's girly gays.
Yeah.
In your face,
he's like, he's a chairman of a football team and all. I was saying to you about I lost my job there, so if there's anyone watching wants to give me a job, I'm free Monday to Friday. So I was an Amazon driver, and I always talk about it in the podcast, but I didn't want to ever say what company it was,
because
people are weird.
Yeah, no, they are.
So I was out driving the other day. Friday? And I had a parcel for some fella, and this fella's 50, and I didn't ask him for ID. And whatever he's ordered, like a bottle of vodka or something. I don't know what's been in the box. I didn't ask him Friday, just put his date of birth in and swiped it. And he was meant to ask me Friday, he went on, made a complaint. And they had to sack me, yeah.
Right.
That's that way. What a fucking easy.
There's a storm out there and he's worried about people like IDing. He'd be happy to just get your parcel and it's fucking.
So as from yesterday, I just got a phone call here. You didn't ask him for ID. We have to let you go. I was like, you haven't the laugh.
What?
Been there fucking like a year and a half. I was like, do you know what it is? One door closes, another one opens. This is it.
You can't be the working class podcast host without being working.
Ideally, 40 grand a year. I'm looking just, and something you don't have to do much, but I'm good to talk to you.
Your day in. Bit of crack. He's a good spud.
So do you work yourselves?
Yeah. We're both car assistants, but we work for different companies.
Why not work the car? Why don't you do the car?
Well, we tried to, but my company didn't take her.
No, do you know why, Rob? Because I had a job before that, so I've basically done car work from I left school. But then I took a wee break and started working with adults with learning disabilities. I absolutely loved it, but this agency I just don't think they liked me. And I took a couple of days off and I went back and the phone man says, you have to leave the building. You're not meant to be in. And I was like, no, I said I was coming back on Monday. They're like, no, you have to leave the building. So I basically said, do you want to shove your job up your arse, I'm away, left. And any job I went to, they gave me a really bad reference.
What was the agency?
Why are we not allowed in the building?
I don't know.
Did you not question it?
Well, I was just like, I said I was coming back on Monday. And they're like, well, who were you speaking to? And I said, I was speaking to her. I said, listen, I was speaking to her. Said I would be back on Monday. And they just said, no, you have to leave the building immediately.
Oh, I just read.
So I was like, do you know what? Shut your job up your arse and I left. What is it?
Why do you think they wanted ready for?
I don't know. I just don't think they liked me at all.
Probably seen you all over TikTok.
Maybe. Seen her thought that we girls ahead or get her right.
People do, but you don't realise who'd be watching you.
Did you start your own influencer page? Is that YouTube?
Agency, yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it?
So it's when we started doing TikTok, we had so many people wanting to work with us and DMing us and brands DMing us, but you don't even a lot of time it's brands texting you and they're like, here, do this for us and we'll give you something for free, where you're like, no, because I'm trying to make a job with this.
Yeah.
But you don't really have anyone to guide you. So it's kind of just helping people make money off social media, helping them build up. And then a lot of time too, loads of people don't really get into the rave TikTok because they're a wee bit scared. Especially girls, but we're just do it.
Rave? What's that mean?
Raves,
raves.
Content at raves.
Do you do a Monday in Thompson's? You still doing it?
It's changing to Reckless Mondays now with Aoife Mitchell now.
Oh, wow.
So what's, are you still doing it or?
Yeah.
I mean, mate, think he's doing one on a Thursday night. Kellen Patrick. Switch or something Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Switch.
Is that still a thing? Mate, see, I used to go to Thompson's for 10 years ago. It was
Thursday. Switch.
It's still Funk Around on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Is it Wednesday?
It is a Wednesday. Funk actually is really good on a Wednesday. We've been a couple of times.
Is EP like Playground?
No, I was on a Monday.
Right now.
That was my favourite.
I ended up in Thompson's after our 12 hours or 12 pubs at Christmas. That was the first time I was there in years.
Seriously?
Oh, I was packed out.
It does be back,
it is.
So many weekends.
Get a photo.
It's got so popular.
I think it's Sunny Bar where it's open 7 days, nightclub in our town, 7 days a week. Yeah. Does Mondays get a crowd?
Sometimes.
Depends on how many
videos you put out. We just do the social media.
Oh, you don't be in and about.
Many videos you're putting out a day. You're meant to three a day. Is that what they tell you to do?
We have a couple of accounts between us, so
we just post every day on all of them.
I made my own one. I just made my own one the other day.
Gavin Nation Army.
Why?
Goofy name,
And because I don't like putting stuff on the podcast page. and this is to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, I fucking want to just put my own stuff on TikTok. So I just made it. I should have done it last year because I fucking, in 4 or 5 days, I was like, fuck,
took off, really, like, for short spaces.
And I'm sure you have nothing to do now, so.
Or you go, TikTok could be your full time job.
Your time to be an influencer or something.
See,
you could join our agency.
There you go.
We'll help you monetize.
We're monetized on the creator reward program. Yeah, there's one you get at 100k too. There's another one, but you haven't got there yet.
No,
there is same one. Just keep posting.
Yeah.
That's it. Do you do live? Do you go on live?
We used to, but not really anymore.
We started getting a lot of hate on them. So
you get through, like, fuck. Users so 19, bad. Fucking 21, 22.
Torture.
They're wild. They're it's just terrible. Wild.
They love the hate. Like,
yeah.
See you on Instagram, and people aren't as cheeky. I don't know. Once you go on the TikTok, they're all just.
Do you know what? But see, to be fair, we don't really get much in our comments. It's only whenever we would have went live.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when
we really would have got it.
It is all fake accounts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, like, people, like, comment and stuff that, like, nobody should even know about us at all on our lives. And we're like, what? How do you know what?
Oh, you'd be thinking news talk.
Yeah.
It'd be someone, people you know, like.
I know.
Oh,
always people you know.
It's crazy.
We're going to be doing a 24-hour live here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, really? That'll be hard.
So we're going to do it on our YouTube channel. We're going to do it. We'll do it on TikTok. I don't know, because TikTok fucking they give you violations.
We'll go live on it. Yeah.
I don't think for 24 hours we'll probably end up getting banned. Just
literally, I got banned for a week off TikTok. I was driving on a live or something.
Oh, I'm happy. We got banned for 3 days, and I was videoing. He was driving, and they still banned.
Yeah, that happened to us before too.
Oh, see if you drink out of a tin. You get banned too, or I think if you're drinking alcohol, it has to be in a glass.
But people can report it too. Like me and Molly have been on lives and haven't been doing anything wrong, and someone's reported for, like, drinking alcohol or, like, doing something like that. And we're like, what happened?
So people can,
See if you get banned from live, can you still post TikToks?
Yeah. You just can't go live.
Do you know the ins and outs of it all? Like, can you check and see how many?
Yeah.
So can you check ours before you go?
Yeah.
We need to see how many lives we'll have left.
All right. You should call down for our 24-hour one.
We're actually, 24-hour live on YouTube will be all right. We'll start it on TikTok.
What are you going to do on it?
Like, it's going to get the point for our end. We're just, like, sitting
on, I know.
And then people that are watching the live, we could say, even fucking sure if you want to call down, see us, call in, get on the set. Just fans of the podcast.
You need to do stuff.
Have
different.
A few tunes on. Yeah. Maybe could get away with having a swallow if you're drinking out a wee fucking.
You start making a cut in yourself.
I know, you well, right. You're
not
right.
Me.
And see, especially because it's live, you can't edit anything out.
People sit screen record live, flat out.
I know, they do on TikTok.
As soon as you go live, there's people on screen recording, you don't even
they
know.
Don't even tap into your live, they'll just record what you're doing. And as soon as you say the wrong thing, it's uploaded.
I clipped straight away.
Cavi gets that all the time.
Uh-huh.
People are just on his recording it. Like,
you just have to be so careful.
You do.
It's so bad.
It's hard, but it's...
That's why I'd be hesitant about posting anything, because you're just going, right, somebody's going to do something here, you know what I mean?
No, I was like that, but now I'm like, I just don't give a fuck. Everything's come back and bit me in the arse already, so there's no point.
How long have you been doing it?
TikTok? Just over a year.
Both of you?
Yeah.
And we just make good dough from it now.
Well,
we've got a house. We've got a house, that's good
enough,
like,
100%.
Do you live with each other?
Yeah.
Just both of you?
Yeah.
You just have a boyfriend?
But then,
no.
That's good if they're with each other, all the men, you can do more stuff.
Nobody wants us.
No, they literally don't.
Nobody wants us.
They get jealous that, like, how close we are.
They do.
A
lot of people think that we're sisters.
Yeah. Have you always been friends, or did you just meet recently?
No, we've been friends for about, 16?
Yeah, we've been friends for years, but we only got really close about a year and a half.
Yeah, I always see you using TikTok over my 4 years.
Because Maddie left me and went to uni, so... didn't speak Oxford life for a while.
Did you?
Yeah.
What the fuck that? What have they got the offer for her? We don't...
I know, but I didn't get any offers over here, but so I had to go over her.
Mads, is that Madeline?
No,
Madison.
Madison? Yeah, but I prefer Maddie, like.
Bethany, is it?
No, just Beth. Just Beth, yeah. I know.
Slice is Lambo Slice.
Slice is for short, like,
Have you any gigs
been
coming up?
Been called a few fucking mad names in my time, like Muhammad.
Well, just we Muhammad.
What was the other one? There's been a few. Used to change my name. Used to go out in the night out and then just go home and
I
change my name.
I done that all
name,
time
so
in Oxford.
So nobody can find you afterwards, you know what I mean? Say nothing.
You don't want.
When I went out in Oxford, I used to, like, go out and, with a fake name. I used to tell people I was doing, like, psychology and all. put on an English accent in this rover.
Let on your footwear.
All right, you have to do these things, but
yeah, you did get the day. Right, I was in a long distance relationship at the time. I had to do something.
For her?
Oh, no,
so what's your podcast called?
High on Life.
When do you start? When's your episode quit? If anyone watching and wants to watch it.
Well, at the minute, we're on a bit of a sabbatical on the podcast.
What's happening?
We're not recording. We're doing a series, so we'll have to...
What sort of series?
We're working with, like, domestic abuse places around Belfast.
What's that?
Like, domestic violence against women. So we're working to, like, help promote it and just...
Not promote it?
No, not promote it.
Fuck happy days.
Two woman beaters be calling up here now.
No, I meant like, what's that word I'm looking for? Like
spread awareness.
Yes, yeah. Spread awareness. Cut that out. I'm not promoting that. Just to like spread awareness about domestic violence in Northern Ireland because it is really big.
For ladies, that's a good wee move to make. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. You don't really see much people doing that. No. That gives a good laid on news if anybody's fucking bitching or writing anything online and you can go, sure, what the fuck are you doing?
Have you experienced any of it yourselves?
I wouldn't say so. Like, but maybe not so much like physical abuse.
Mental.
But yeah.
Oh,
personally, no, bad. I haven't, like, but...
That could be worse than physical, like...
Yeah. No, it is definitely.
For a few mental ones, too, like, from the other side, too, so it does work both ways, like...
What do you mean?
Like, mentally tortured by women.
Have you?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, you know one of them. Not saying
that. Phone namer.
No, she'll be at my door tomorrow.
She's a big fan of your podcast.
Don't know.
Our house will get out tomorrow again.
What, do people like your house now?
Yeah.
Is it just kids?
Well, no, we have a stalker.
No, yeah.
No, we actually do. Like, our house has been egged over...
No,
our house has been egged over 20 times and we have lived there 3 months.
Where are you living?
I'm cutting that out because no one's fucking going to be egging anymore. Curtis Hacker. Is he from Glencar?
I don't know him.
You don't know him?
You don't know Curtis Hacker?
He's like us here.
He's like us.
Oh, yes. You can't say it. She's dead.
She was on the podcast.
Rest in peace.
She was on the podcast.
I know, I remember.
I was texting Alan yesterday. I feel sorry for him.
He was on this, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first episode.
Boot was on too.
I think I messaged him trying to get into our Weaver though.
You're on. The foul scream, fuck you.
You have to get over people somewhere, like, eventually.
He says,
the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else.
That's the attitude.
He says it's very quiet in the house and all. I was like, fuck, he's breaking my heart here.
Maybe get him up.
Mate, just keep fucking your head up. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
But
keep moving forward.
See, Dermer, do you know?
Yeah.
But obviously she doesn't because she died. But that's where I had to pick him up. I had to go down and pick them up in my car and bring them up.
Did you just pick people up? No.
Most of our guests don't drive. Like,
we had to pick up Boot. We picked them up. We picked him up from the house.
Wait, is Boot that homeless?
Yeah, he is homeless. Well, we tracked him off in the town. Like,
we picked him up from a house, and then when we were driving him home, he says, where do you want left off? The same house? And he went, no, drop me off to a Kremlin. And
outside the Kremlin,
he just walked over and just stood outside. We're like, what the
That's
fuck?
So sad.
Sure, oh we went.
He was happier than us.
He's black.
It seems sad, but he's loving his life. Like,
he was drinking a bottle of raw fagga, just the whole podcast. He ended up stealing it. We'd carry him out of the car.
He didn't want to leave.
We're having a laugh. Pump beer in his pocket. I'm not going here. Have a beer with me. It's funny. Like, it's a funny podcast to watch. He can't understand a word he says. We had to put subtitles up.
Did you?
That's right. We actually went the other day. Two days ago we went, because there are these people, right? And it's a husband and wife, and they live up in, not say where they live.
But say me.
They're called David and Victoria Beckham. They legally changed their name, the David and Victoria Beckham.
Have you ever heard of them?
No, why?
Yeah, so
Google
like,
them, swear to fuck.
Yeah, they're on the news and all, years ago. So me and Slice were like, right, we'll get them on the podcast. So they don't do technology. They're like 70 years old.
Their houses are all boarded up. Their windies are all boarded up.
Yeah, all right, we had letterbox out there. We had to go old school. We just got them at their door. So me and Slice went off the other day.
The railings all are locked. I had to skate jump over the rail. I had to wrap the letterbox and it was cell tape closed. So you couldn't even like wrap the letterbox.
I'll show you the video. It's funny. Like, so we're on our way up to a guy and a girl. We're just calling to the door to see if they do a podcast.
Fingers crossed here. So it's,
their name is Victoria and David Beckham. They legally changed their name to the Beckhams. Slice knocked the door, no luck.
Did you video the front door No answer.
Ah, no luck. We'll get trying again another time, Foxy.
And then it says, like, on a big plaque on the front door, welcome to Beckingham Palace. It's a house in two doors down from me or something.
What the fuck?
Oh, there's a big camera on the front. We were standing outside the door, like, going, like, right, this is awkward as fuck. I was like, go Slice, I stand up on my car and I keep dicking. He jumped over the fence and we're fucking starting knocking the door. I start recording him. I have a video, I'll show you, I'll put it up.
Then
they didn't answer. And we're like, we'll try again our time. But I think it'd be a good podcast.
Oh, it would be good. Is that not like copyright, but like, can you take somebody else's name?
David.
They got it legally changed.
I can just change my name tomorrow, like Beth, and there's nothing you could do about it. Like,
no, Beth, what are you on about? A name's name. I know, but like, because they're famous, but...
But sure, they don't own the rights to the name, like...
Well, sure, Beyonce owns the rights to have it. Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? So...
There would be people...
I know what you're saying, like...
Do you know what I mean? Because Beyonce owns
not a name like David and Beckham. I'm sure there'd be people born before them and after them called that.
I just want to know why or anyone...
Do they not David? Yeah, because they're older.
They're Man United fans.
But did he not play for Liverpool? No, David Beckham didn't.
Play for Man United and Real Madrid. But see, on the house, there's like a big fucking... Old Trafford hanging all.
Manchester. Oh my goodness! Because you're at the shopping centre in Manchester.
The Trafford Centre.
Broke my heart there, like.
But he
Liverpool man.
I'm a Liverpool.
Reds and upper Reds.
Do you watch it, like?
Yeah, I love Liverpool.
Who's your favorite player?
Well, to be honest, he doesn't play for Liverpool anymore. So, well, a player that plays for Liverpool, Mo Salah, but a player Stevie Gerrard.
Stevie G. But I think that's who. Do you know any of the other team, like, or because everyone knows Mo Salah? Could you give me the left back name?
No, I do know a couple. Like, if you give me a minute, we'll get going. No.
At least you tried.
No, I do just Sturridge, you know, not play for Liverpool.
Sturridge. I played about fucking 18 years ago.
No, I do like Liverpool. But I'm not like a hardcore fan, like, but I watch a few matches to be fair.
You know him?
She doesn't watch matches. We don't even have football in our sky.
She might watch
I'm not in my house. No, not in my house.
He's
I'm
on the dodgy fashion.
No. Oh, you do in your TV?
She's got the Sky Sports app on her phone.
I have a Live Score on my phone.
There you go. That's good enough.
Live Fly Score. Or the app.
Yeah.
Tell the scores.
Yeah.
Fly Scores.
Mm-hmm.
Or Live Score.
Yeah. I'd be on it whenever Liverpool's playing and all.
So you two Rangers fans?
No, I don't support football.
I remember where you were sitting before you answered his question.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't watch him, like, to be honest with you. Like, I wouldn't watch him.
We're
multicultural. Know what I mean?
Most of our guests have been
cross-community, tried on the ball.
So you prefer broads? So you'd rather be a broad?
Sure.
I wouldn't rather.
Sure, look,
we get everything.
You have, like, Boot and Alan.
Because we just have.
Everybody. Shazzy and Truck and who else? A few mad ones.
Jarvis, I think Jarvis is a
broad. Oh, we've got fucking McVicker and...
We have a couple of attributes
too. Tom?
Who's McVicker?
Marty Countdown.
Who else do we have? Who is the fucking...
No one.
Pauline Burns.
Pauline, yep. We need to get Pauline on the podcast.
She couldn't let her sitting here, mate. Look at this place.
Pauline Burns, if you think I know her.
She runs about the town.
Is Connor Burns not a Catholic?
Burnsy's my mate.
Oh, he is.
But Burns,
there you go. He's off him. He's class.
Burnsy's the man. Like,
Burnsy is.
He's mental. He always texts me on Snapchat. I know. He texts me on Facebook.
I show you my message.
He loves me on Facebook.
See, if you're a boy and you follow him, just blocks you. Unless he knows you, you just blocked. Blocked. And it's just all women.
I'd love to see his phone.
I'd love to see his DMs.
But you see on the podcast, we were reading out his DMs. We had a
podcast. I know, I actually watched that one.
It was hilarious. It's so funny. I would love him to be a host on this
Alexander
podcast.
Alexander Park. That's his main moment.
So he actually does know her, but then he starts going like, Cheryl Cole, Ashley Cole. I says to me all day, who's better looking, Cheryl or Ashley? And he goes, oh, I don't know about that one. Ashley's a fucking man.
he didn't even know that. But he's
hard of gold, like.
Oh, he said the FBI were coming for the grandma.
Belfast grandma.
Have you ever met him?
No.
Have you been on a slave running?
I've been on a slave when he was singing, I think.
We could get you introduced to Burnsy, no sweat, like. Burnsy's a man.
He's good, like.
Beth said she was looking a fan, like.
No.
Burnsy? You're taking a heartbeat, like. No, 2 seconds.
No, hey.
You look after you, like.
Nah, I'm alright.
You have to ban his paint spot when you're out. Clint has me raw blend. Oh, he doesn't put his hand as
sure, I drink paint too. We're much made in heaven.
There you go.
I love a wee paint.
Did you say you work with adults with learning difficulties?
No, I used to.
God,
he's a nice guy.
Like, meant the Glenfish. Shout out
I know.
Glenfish.
I don't think he has any bad intentions. Like, I think everything he does is all with good intentions.
Oh, yeah. He does know. Like, you know what I mean? He's not fully aware of what he's doing. Like.
Yeah.
So when he's on a drink, it's chaos. Like,
have you been with him while he's on the drink?
I bring him to parties now. I party in my kitchen to fucking 4 a.m. to pay for his taxi home.
My mate was in a party and seen these two running down the street and seen you running after.
Yes, this is what happened. I swear to God, I was with him. We came out of Wayfort. I was just me and Burnsy. It was weird. It was weird as fuck. We were walking down and a car pulled up. And I was like, yeah, will you drop us up the Tappy Road? Up there. And your mom's like, yeah. And I get in, Burnsy get in, there was some girl with her dog. And they're talking to me about the podcast now. And then I get up and I was like, Burnsy didn't say nothing. And then I got out, man. Mate, would you make sure he gets home all right? He lives over in the Atom Road. And it's like, and Burnsy goes, that's my dad. It was his dad and his sister and his ma and his dog. And I didn't even mention it.
Fuck me.
That's brilliant.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Hello?
Oh, I'd love to spend 10 minutes with him.
You would love him, swear to God. I don't know anyone who hates him, like. Dude,
I've never met him before, like.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Never.
See, when we bring him on the podcast, like, people yabba at you for, like.
Really?
People yabba at you for anything,
don't they? Before, he was on my Bloods podcast.
Was he?
Oh, they deleted the episode, like.
Why?
Not deleted it. I once.
Wait, did you just get hit for it?
Oh, we get here for being with you.
Why?
Just because we're it's got the point now.
We're like, they don't even try no more. Like, they don't even try and, like, because they know we're not going to take it down. Like, yeah. See the much messages I got to take the Shazzy podcast down? I was like, I'm not taking it down. Like, you can call it my door and take my phone, delete it, because they're not taking it down.
Just
so many people. Like, it's fuck all to do with you, so just stay out of it.
Literally.
Belfast people love a witch hunt. People love to just point the finger and go,
everyone over here is so small-minded.
It's wild. I said this in the podcast before. I don't think you would get this. I don't think, like, New York or stuff, they wouldn't carry on. Like, Belfast is just, we're just waiting someone doing bad and just ridicule them.
When we first put up about our domestic abuse series, someone started posting all shit about me and Beth and posting pictures of us in the group chats. Well, it was mainly more me, like, but then people were running about saying we had OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Serious?
Trying to take the look off you doing something good. That's
we have an idea, but we don't know for certain.
Don't, because you might get in trouble for it.
I know.
If you're ever looking to do anything about it, you know, you might jeopardize it.
Anytime me and Maddie, like, learn something or, like, do something, then something happens. Either the our house, like, my car and all got egged. My car was covered in eggs. Like, it was whenever we done the domestic abuse thing, my car got egged. Mm. And then whenever we launched the agency, the house got the house was mad with eggs.
People just love to hate me.
Like, people were sitting saying, like, we need to find out their address, and we're all gonna, like, have, like, a group chat day out, and we're all gonna go up to their house and bait them and do this here. It was wild.
If it's been done, it's been done. Like, can't just keep bringing up old shit.
But that's all they can do is just bring up old shit, not what you're doing now, because it's not literally shit you used to do, you know what I mean?
So what do you do, and what do you just teach people how to, like, write hashtags, write captions, to post,
basically,
when to post?
Like, how to get famous on TikTok.
Yeah, and any exclusives you can give us?
Any tips?
Stick to the algorithm.
Do you think posting after 9 o'clock is bad?
No, no. It depends. Like, I think you need to go on. Do you like your insights on your TikTok?
See, I don't do that.
You know, you need to. You need to see when your followers are most active, because yours could be the most active at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Maddie's could be 2. Mine's could be 10 o'clock at night. Do you know what I mean? Everybody's is different.
Or if you're in a different country, when I was in Australia and I was posting stuff.
Yeah, it's different.
Everybody was, it was like 10 o'clock at night, but I was only up in the day posting, and then stuff wasn't really.
Yeah.
Does our stuff go into like Americans For You page?
I've never looked at loads of different countries.
No.
That like would watch ours. That like, if I've had
Dubai and I've had everywhere like.
Seriously.
Like mad places like India.
Well, for tunes anyway, yeah. On SoundCloud, it tells you exactly who's listening to you, what city, what country. But
yeah.
I don't know if it's the same for TikTok. Like,
no, it is.
Is it all
they right? Don't get like who it is, but like you'll say like 75% men over in the United Kingdom.
Gives you like a group.
Yeah.
So I just thought, see posting about name, and then like it takes a wee while to categorize the video, and then it just sort of fizzes out for the night. Unless it's just a shit video, picks up again the next day. But I think, during the night, do you not think videos die off?
My videos do amazing during the night.
Do they?
Yeah. I always wake up to like at least 5-10k more views.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Must be all the ones on the night shift watching it then.
Yeah.
Mine don't move. Not that I, because I'm behind our podcast page. We do already on TikTok, but I definitely tune in. It must just be people just don't watch podcast clips.
That's probably like your audience. Because like your audience would be like, you would have like younger people and older people, where it's mainly like younger people watching me. So like, they are staying up all night and watching me on their phone.
Do you post 3 times a day? I asked you before. Do you do that?
Sometimes they more like.
Do you? Your man, Techno Granda, he posts 10 times a day. He says 10 times. And do you ever see if you're posting, and it's not even the, like, I try and be sort of like perfectionist with clips.
Yeah.
Try. But they're not great, but I try it. But sometimes you're better just getting them out. Like, seeing if they're shit, just get them out, because someone will blow past you if they're posting, if you're not. Mm. See your big man Crawford. Who? Big Crawford.
Drinks of vinegar.
Drinks. Big guy. Big English guy. He's living over in.
He does like.
You might have seen him.
Oh, he drank a bottle of vinegar in the town.
No. Yeah. See him.
Yeah.
So he's up to like 140,000 followers.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But I mean, he posts, like, his stuff's not great. Even his camera's not great, but he's posting like regularly. Flat-eyed. And it just shows you it works. If you're posting their videos, you're consistent, you will grow. His videos be just making a sandwich and eating a sandwich, and it gets like 2,000 views, and then this next one he'll just do
just a bit. Consistently,
but see, because he's on it every single day, it's growing. He's up to 150,000 now, and he's just by his stuff isn't even that great, but just because he's consistent. Consistency's key. Like,
you can get content in anything,
literally.
100%. Like, there's a TikTok video and everything. Like, when I worked on Amazon, I can say it now because it don't work here. But see, even like, I wouldn't have done it, but I think there's definitely like a TikTok, because people would be interested to know. Because see, in an Amazon van, you can walk from a driver's seat straight into the back of the van. There's a wee door, you know, like a cockpit door.
Oh, is there?
So you can walk straight in. And then in an Amazon van, it's all shelved for your parcels. So you pull all the shelves down. And some people that'd be interesting, because they want to know. Like every job. Every job, there is an interesting video in it. Somewhere there is. But as like, I wasn't fucking sticking a GoPro in my head and starting to fucking different parcels.
Speaking of GoPros, we need to get that one back for the 12 pubs, bro.
I have a GoPro.
We done the 12 pubs at Christmas, and he ran about with a GoPro on the whole night. Thought it was good crack. Like,
we could not.
We haven't seen it back. We got
the SD card took of us.
Oh my god, I would actually die.
Because we're recording in a barn, and they took it of us. So I can't stay at a bar because I really want to get back in. But
bastards.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. That's the wind.
Is it?
That's it's wrong. Blowing something.
That's fucking freaked me out.
It's like,
do you ever watch Hell's
Kitchen? Check in cameras or just...
Don't think so.
No.
Have we ever been free, eh? I was free out of, what was that called? District? Oh.
Sweet.
Bye.
Bounced over behind a bar button, shook a bottle of gin.
Shit, out of spine anyway, isn't it?
Couldn't do that now.
No, fuck no.
She'd be caught in 2 seconds, everyone know you. That's how we girl off TikTok, stealing the drink.
I know, people just start like...
That's a scream, man.
There we go.
Oh, was it fridge?
Was it fridge, yeah. It was Storm Ailing, or what was the name?
Owen. It's not Owen. It's something like that.
Looks like Owen, like
it does.
Here, did any of your stuff in your house get wrecked?
Yeah, our ceiling's like caving in.
Hit the landlord, the fuck.
And like top of our fences came off. We thought it was gonna come off. I thought the electric pole was gonna come through my bedroom window. I was shaming myself like.
I like the sound that I was laughing.
I was so scared.
I heard I saw it. Don't need a man, so you don't need
a man. Yeah, since you don't need a man, you've got me.
Says would you get stuck into some cunt if they try to break in, would you?
Of course you would. She won't even break up. No, I'll wait. Like
she doesn't hear our house,
hears, no, if she hears a noise, like, I get sent down the stairs. And like Maddie heard, like it was our house was getting like mad, like for like literally nearly every day at week. And Maddie heard a noise and she was like, Biffany, you go down the stairs. So I walked down the stairs, and as I was walking down the stairs, I says, listen, I have a very big knife and I'll cut you like a fish so you may get out. Just in case, need a warning.
You have to. What about if there was a big massive spider in the wall? Who's getting
I'm not scared of spiders.
Nah, you're right.
I'm away.
Like, I would just pick them up.
Do you lift them or a glass or just your hand?
No, my hand. I'm lifting them up by a leg.
The big ones with the big legs?
I just lift them up by a leg.
One,
I use a glass leg. I'd be hesitant. Like,
just have a wee dog running.
Oh, don't.
The fuck.
Just want a wee dog?
No, we'll have one, and it's a nightmare.
He's a nightmare.
What do you call him?
Jet.
Jet.
Yeah.
Because we had this conversation last week about dog names. Is it a human name or a dog name?
Jet is a dog name.
Jet.
Yeah. Jet.
What kind is it?
I want a cocker spaniel.
Higher class wee dogs. Big
no,
ears.
He's not.
Nah.
No, he's not.
What age is he?
One. He only turned
one.
Is he still
pissing
shit in the house?
Well, no. See, to be fair.
No, it's actually not because he actually does go out, but like whenever he hears like the herd jar going or like a noise, he just.
Get the puppy pass down.
No way. Past that stage, like.
It's one, alright. That's mature for a dog.
He doesn't like us, I don't think.
No.
How long have you lived together?
4 months.
No, definitely longer.
Right, so who had the dog in? It must have been on
Maddie. Fuck's sake.
So he came with you?
Oh, I didn't want them to, like.
But Maddie, before we lived together, Maddie actually surprised me of going to get the dog.
This is the type of shit I do. Like, I just be bored and I'd be like, right, come on, we're going
to
get a
like,
dog.
Like, she took us to Scotland and all.
For a day,
like literally 20 minutes, she was like,
"You did?
Yeah."
Just got on the
van,
is it?
Yeah.
She just turned around to me and
had
says,
work the next morning.
She says, "Want to go to Scotland?" And I says, "Aye, sure." So we took her car over to Scotland for a rave and came back home the next day. But the story's a shambles. Like,
here, you mustn't have been no fit state to drive. Like,
no, went to the wrong fucking went to the P&O thing and was meant to go to Stanley.
Oh,
it was terrible. We were not missing the ferry.
I know. And we were stranded in Glasgow. We had to go to Lidl's to get something to eat and all.
It was the only place for Inverness.
There's not much about there. Like.
And then we were at board. We had no signal. Our phones were about to die. Right.
Cleaning my car.
So we started cleaning our car. Right. Had baby wipes and all. We're just cleaning the car.
Had tire pressure pump in the back now. So just
pump the tires now.
Make the most of your time.
How long is that? 2 hours?
2 hours,
I think. Fuck, it feels longer. Like
did you ever get
does.
The one in Liverpool?
Oh.
9 hours.
Is it 9 hours?
9 hours, aye.
I got a 31-hour boat from fucking Ross Lair to Bill Bile.
Can you not get like a bedroom or shipping for them?
I can get the one for Liverpool too.
Oh, can you?
We were going over to get a dog in Liverpool before. I'm not saying my mate's name. But for 4 was over, when he booked the car, he was able to bring 4 passengers. So we just went over for he booked the cab. Through the night, we just went over for a swell because there's a bar on the boat, but closes at 12. So we sat in the bar at 12, and then once we knew it was closing, bought about fucking 5 pints each and brought them round to the cabin. We were sitting there off her head in the
walk away.
Sitting in the wee room, just drinking, And then next thing I just come over to the intercom, we were docking in 20 minutes. Well, I seen the he had to drive the car off a boat and go around and clack the dog. I dropped us off the wee pit stop, get something to eat, back on the boat and away back over. It's weird. I felt like jumping off the boat and slap. It was fucking weird.
That was me. I was sitting in Scotland, no grass or nothing. I had to bang a fuck out of my grinder.
Did you just scribble all
crystal?
Yeah. I pre-roll a wee few for the boat journey, like just straight out on. You can't get scooped because it's that windy in the ocean. Nobody fucking smells.
Canada's like. Going to be legal soon, I know.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Slice is big grass smoker.
Oh, I love smokers. Like. Do you ever go to Amsterdam?
Haven't been yet.
You would like it?
I'd love it.
I was there a couple of weeks ago.
You've smoked joints.
I've smoked Amsterdam's grass. Like.
Do you smoke
a big pre-roll or something?
Yeah.
I would recommend going to the Dam or Tenerife. Tenerife's good for a week.
Smoked in Tenerife.
Because it's sunny, Tenerife. You know what I mean? It's always sunny. Mm-hmm. Whereas you go to the Dam, it's all right in the winter. It's freezing, but it's better in the summer. Like, you know what I mean? You'd rather go somewhere sunny.
See the hotels in the Dam? Is there swim pools running in them? Is there?
No,
outdoor swim pools?
Oh, there's one on the roof of one of them. I haven't stayed in it, but I've seen a few
But sure, doesn't that be cold over there? Because it's beside Poland.
Not all the time. I went in the summer, went for 420, and it was sunny. Like, but if you go in December, it's 420.
Big stoner day.
Nice, no,
do you know what 420 is?
20th of April.
It's actually my mummy's birthday.
So what happens when
it gets
20 past four on that day?
Everyone's two joints. Yeah. We're all in the Vondale Park, Fall Park, bigger than Fall Park.
What's it mean? What's 420?
Everyone goes to Botanic.
Why not? Why not?
It started off, right, as 20 past.
I don't actually know this.
These stoners in America used to meet up after school at 20 past four and all share a joint. And then that's how it started for 420, and then it's just been a hang, and then it just got exaggerated all over the world. It's the 20th of April, 420, or whatever. But
Sadie, over
we
joint.
Need
all
a,
over a joint, but here, you know what I mean?
We need a Colombian one.
Colombian 420.
There probably is one.
Just replay the car.
I have a funeral at the
Would you party much?
Oh, I party every Saturday, aye.
Do you?
Every
season veteran, like, but trying to stay off it for the new year.
I touched 30 earlier, like, so I'm starting to feel it. Oh. So I'm need a calm down.
Like 40.
I know.
No, yeah, you don't.
I know. Yeah, everyone says that.
Same
so well, probably I don't do some bits. No, but no, I think about another 2 years, it's going to hit me. Like, I'm starting to feel my age.
Are you going to settle down now?
I might. Have my own house.
You're still partying every weekend.
Party in my kitchen by myself.
Wow.
I'm not that bad. Partying is like as in just beyond it every weekend, like.
When was the last time you were
a last year? Last time I partied, Ben Hemsley, Boxing Night.
Unreal.
You sure?
I got spiked.
She got spiked. I don't believe it.
No, I actually did get spiked. It was really bad. I don't know.
I don't know what it was, but she turned around to me and she goes, Manny, Ben Hemsley's fucking class. Anyone lean on you?
I was sitting there like a Cheshire cat, I guess. And I was just singing the same song over and over again.
I can't remember one tune the whole night, to be honest with you. I just know I was loving it.
No, I was loving it too, like.
This first time take me out in about 6 months, hit me like, very hard, like. Red Punisher was out there.
Well, I wouldn't take any no more, like.
See, that's why I don't want it, because I just take everything that comes.
You ever tried
I don't take anything, and then I was spiked.
You take it?
Oh, here, that's
Sunday
disaster.
Game
like,
cup before.
Scurry, scurry,
dry. My legs stopped working on, Kat. I can't stand up.
She was in the Telegraph, where we weren't even really that close, and I just ran up to her and grabbed her, and was like, Bev, I'm fucked. Because she was the only person I could see in the whole Telegraph.
You take too much cat, you turn into a dog. It's bad, they're juggling.
It's shocking.
You lose vision, you can't even see. I couldn't see, but I could hear everything.
It's
weird.
Wait, last see for 25 minutes. You don't be, it'd be scary like.
Uh-huh. But I talk out on
a beef and buy my shoes in the beach and then come out of like a trip and just never found them. Brand new goodies first day.
Some wee looky man's found them.
Was he mad attacker? We make our max attacker.
Come on.
I seen as a beef. I seen three. What's the captain's being called?
Garda.
Yeah. I seen three of them chasing a looky man, right? And he had on flip flops, right? And he two trays, sunglasses, smoked the free cap.
Was that the year we were?
He was jumping over sun lanterns, you know? He had a pair of flip flops on, the cops couldn't catch him. Way like fuck. See him, looky man. They sell these, but know what to do. I bought one, it was a tenner, 10 euro, and they take it out of their mouth.
Yeah.
They have them sitting down here, and they bring it up, and he's wrapped in this bit of plastic. And I was, I went up to him and says, mate, I'm trying to go, not pulling half the fucking the drug apart. I was like, he goes, yeah, 10 euro to take it off. Charged me another 10 euro to get the plastic off. And he just put it in his mouth, man. I just fell off.
Right,
but that's what they do, they swallow it, awesome. They swallow it, and then they keep it down their stomach.
What, and then just go, hell on, you're
sick? Be sick it up, but
have you seen your man at Brent's got a talent? He does it with the coins.
I used to be able to do it in school, be sick whenever I want, it's at home.
That's bad.
Swear to God.
But there's a guy, have you seen Brent's got a talent? He puts the coins down.
And then regurgitates and back up.
He literally swallows a snooker ball, puts it in his mouth, just swallows it down, and then brings it back up. But he can put, like, he puts a coin in, so
you
do, like,
in your stomach, you can... I don't know, it's hard to explain, but...
He can do, like, so say there's 5 coins, numbered 1 to 5, so he puts 1 down first, 2, second, 3, 4, 5,
right.
And then you say, you want number 2 up, and he bring number 2 up.
But how does he know?
I don't know, but you can watch...
You can feel him in your body.
You can watch him on...
Where it's, you
but how do you know, what, like, the, no. like, move, here, how long, move out of the way, do I get this one up?
Yeah, because
he obviously does it all the time.
It was on years ago, but...
Surely that's dangerous.
Fucking out. How do you, why would you not attempt that?
It's like, what
he don't have proper snooker ball. Like she says, he means.
I don't even think that would fit me, maybe.
They're big, like. But he's, you want to see him getting it down. It looks bad looking, like.
I've seen a few videos of fucking him coming out the R end. Ping pong balls, no, fucking.
What? Ping pong
coming
balls?
Coming out. Yours? Aye.
That's six sticky, like, Ian Balazor.
He died.
Yeah, her daughter's doing it now, but.
Fuck, that's good family
passing
business.
On the tradition.
Yeah. Her daughter
passing on the light bulb.
What is that? Is she a sticky vicky?
No, she just pulls things out.
She pulls all the flags out.
Did you ever see some of them fucking
she
oranges
stuff
and
all? Out of her.
Oh, yeah. Ping pong balls and all.
Pigeons and all.
Out.
Pigeons?
Yeah.
Tennis balls.
Where does she put it? How does she get it in?
She
must put it in before the show.
But see, whatever way it works, it just... Like, it just pops out. It's my looking. So I have to send them the group chats and all.
Chabelle,
nah, you're
mad.
Over every week. You've not never been a bad
one. I have at Scoot, like.
Oh, I love it. It's meant to be a good party spot.
I'd love to go to Bandorm.
It's heard it's corrupt as fuck, like.
Yes, sex on segways. Yeah.
On
people just having sex on segways on stage. It's mad. And I never went to any of them shows. Like, I went over with an axe, but.
You were in that?
No.
Here, I don't know what to say. Segways, do we hang a stand on?
Yeah, hoverboards.
How do you rate somebody on that?
Oh, you'd be falling apart.
You would.
Black fall academy and all the fucking.
Bannerdorm's wag, like, for all out there.
Stags and hens and all.
I must book a wee Bannerdorm trip.
I know it's Bannerdorm.
Send more
people. It's cheap, like.
It is. I stayed in the old time whenever I went instead of New Town, because New Town's all like the party central. I stayed in the old time, but it's not far. It's like a 10-minute walk.
I've been to Alicante a lot of times. It's close to Bannerdorm. Yeah. And not the Bannerdorm.
Is Alicante not Tenerife?
Yeah.
No, that's Tenerife. It's only
Ireland. Say, like, closer to Madrid.
Oh.
But you can.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Smoke green on Alicante too, the Cali Cave. Want to see it at first, but best coffee shop I've been.
What age, June's?
21.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Have you been there? Has you been to Beefa?
No, we want to though.
We were meant to do a season last year and then just.
We had we.
You should go over, you should go over for a season, do all the tic tacs over there.
Mm-hmm. New content, boys. We had Tony on the other day. He runs a Magaluf one. And he makes good dough that.
Yeah.
Like, Tony, if you ever fancy Magaluf, go see him. Like,
he's
looking to us to go over and do a podcast on the beach.
That would be good. I'll be ready.
So if he wants to fly us out, go ahead, Tony, we'll come out.
Welcome.
I mean, you have to
sure fly us out too. We'll come with them.
While you're at it.
You have to take what you get. You can get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's
100%.
It. Yeah.
You just get loads of free stuff, and now you just sort of you just want money now.
I think it's more now, like, we've built it into a business.
Like, or, like, we're, it's like, if you do want this, then you do have to pay for it, like.
100%.
Yeah. It's a shit, but, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm having to come out of work to run a business. So
time
it's, like,
is money. Yeah, yeah. And you're spending your time, your energy doing something, and you have to get rewarded. It's like, see, doing the raps, people text me, oh, here, I want you to jump on this feature and jump on this and do have a wee beat here for you. And you're like, hold on here, but what are you doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People just want you to jump on and get a bit, like, jump on the bandwagon sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because you're doing all right, they want a bit of your, whatever exactly. You're doing.
Yeah.
They need to be doing their own thing too, do you know what I mean? For it to work both ways.
You can't just leech off people.
No. So what do you teach? Like, what do you tell them to do? Like, do you say here, upload a video?
Well, we offer loads of different things. Like, there's, like, a social media review we have. So, like, somebody will come to us and be like, can you look at my TikTok and tell me where I'm going wrong? Or, like, tell me, like, how I can be better. And then we'll just go on their social media, review it together, and then have a Zoom meeting with them and just tell them this is what you need to do. And
I may give them a shout there.
Do you ever do the green screen ones? They're a free one for a few years. Like,
that was good for our promotion one.
Green screen on TikTok. In so, like, background. You're just...
Oh, yeah.
Your face just bizarre.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I see him on the other day, and I knew, I was like, that's going to do well. So I just... bang, stuck green screen on video, me on the side of it talking, stuck it up, got like 12k likes in like 2 days.
Love that.
Just because I knew the clip was going to do well. See if you get on the clip early. No one else, after I put that clip up, I seen it about 20 times, but I was watching the podcast. I was like, I'm going to take that because that's going to go viral. Yeah. And then I done it, but I might as well just add my face on it. And then when I did it, just blew up.
Yeah,
Gavin's got the brains for all the TikToks.
The best thing, the best way to really do it is
way to work it, like.
The best way to do it is just like, of green screens, it's just any, like, in podcast clips that you're going viral, just, well, I use a little more of me, but something that's going to go viral, just put your face on the side of it, and then you're going to gain the followers for it. Like.
Literally.
See laves, like, see when you come off a lave, you end up...
Aye, the laves so are, I'm fun. A fan yeah, of yeah, the laves, because you just stick it on, you don't have to worry about anything, and then you just go on after, and all these people follow you, and, like, you're fucked.
No, fuck.
Sorry, let me answer.
No, don't. Don't
go for it.
Let me answer.
Who phones us on bitch up?
I know.
On a Sunday?
On a Sunday.
Who even
too.
But who even that? Phones us
it's
on
bitch
up?
It's probably her who runs it.
I think so, maybe. I just can't
answer. Answer. I'm telling you. Answer.
It's supposed to start now.
So, any plans for the 2025 year, ladies?
Massive plans.
Big plans. Big things happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A few things in the works. Like,
there must be things that I don't know about.
Jeez, now, is no one came just look like professionally look and use to do anything for them? Like a documentary or anything?
Well, that documentary we're doing, we're working with like Sinn Féin and stuff and John Finnegan and all. Because they're working on a new strategy for like protecting women and girls. So.
Rose, that's that thing you're on about. Was that proper in, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was just like a TikTok thing.
No.
That's good.
And then obviously like our agency, it's the first one in Belfast.
Keep doing it.
Because social media is so massive at the minute as well. And a lot of people don't know where to start or what to be doing. So if we can help anybody then. Because we had to figure everything out on our own. So now that we have an idea then.
See if you don't know what to post, how do you find something to post?
Like, we help people find their niche. So, like, everyone has a niche. Like, everyone on social media has a niche. My niche would be, like, funny, but I'm also, like, relatable. So, like, people can watch me and, like, yes, they'll laugh at me, but they'll also be like, fuck, I've been in her shoes. Like, especially that one I done with sunbeds. Like, I don't even do sunbeds, but I done one and I was like, oh, I done 15 minutes in sunbed and my face was all burnt. I was like, oh, sure, I'll turn the tan. Just because that's something everyone
says. Everyone says that. Did that do well? Did it?
3 million views.
Did it?
Yeah.
I try to do that in my raps when you're writing stuff, try and relate it to like work like people at like rapping about 95s or something, or you're doing, know what I mean?
Yeah, everyone... See if you relate to people, it does well.
100%.
Like I do a lot of like Belfast Ma videos.
And they do brilliant.
And they always get the big views like
Belfast Ma?
Yeah.
Well, everyone can relate to Belfast.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
yeah. And they always do really well.
Gavin used to do a good one with the fucking Belfast.
I did back in the day. I used to do videos on Facebook way before TikTok times. Like, and
before TikTok.
I had thousands of followers on Facebook.
Did you?
They're still all on it. I
used to go viral.
I used to put a red wing on that on. People are starting to notice me now because this podcast. That's him from ages ago. I used to put a red wing on and do like wee sketches like that there. And I mean.
They were funny.
They were get like.
on Facebook.
I need to see them.
I know.
Here, like a red wig.
I feel like I have.
They were getting like, this was back when the wine got likes, and they were getting like 50k likes every video. I mean, it was for like 6 months.
Even the ones in the town and all, when you're
it was classic. And then I stopped.
You love our podcast anyway. He's always coming.
The Notorious Bark Boy. Do you ever see? Do you know him on Facebook?
I don't know.
See, he's a wee bit younger. Or
what would he be younger. Famous? He done the Belfast MTV crib.
Just scoring case, we lost the whole fucking the whole.
That wouldn't have been good. You would have just had us the whole podcast with your voice in the background.
We done one. It was one.
It happened to me when I was a guest on his podcast before we were hosting it. Me and the grey man, we had two different mics, but it was only picking up one of our voices or something the whole time.
There's no way done. This is how sketchy it was. We bought mics, right? And see them mics? See these ones? See where they go in that interface?
Yeah.
These ones were like an aux. The bottom of the mic was an aux cable.
Yeah.
And we didn't know where to put it because it wouldn't go into that. So we just bought wireless ones off TikTok. And they were like £3. And we clipped them onto the mic where no one could see. If you go back and match him, mate. So we done that there. But what we done was, and it worked. We have these two running. And then them two were running. But we mixed up. He mixed up one day. Put that one over there and that one here. And that was picking.
So me and Gavin's were picking up the same time. And then.
There too. But it wouldn't work. So we were like, fuck. So we had to literally just. Would they get rid of the mics? And just go with the iPhone audio, and it's alright. Like,
yeah, no, you can mess about with iPhone audio too. Like, yeah, to understand.
But are they mics? I know what you mean. That's what you need, an interface.
See, we have the newer mic, so it has like an interface kinda, but like, it's like, how do I call it? Do you ever see like what people wear on TV? Like when
like yeah, like actors whenever like to get mic'd up, like
But see for Puck, I just like to have a mix.
I do really love this.
You see people sitting like that, like with a mic.
Well, see ours clips on, so we don't have like anything holding.
But then them mics are good for the videos that we would do for TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, because you're moving about or whatever. Yeah,
and then they're brilliant at like interviewing DJs and all.
So do you not get nervous doing anything like that?
No. I got nervous interviewing, who was it? Was it Morgan?
Yeah.
I got really nervous.
But then
Morgan C3, but
he's so good.
What is he, a DJ?
Morgan's, do you not know Morgan C3? Yeah.
Show me his hair.
You do. His song, it's really popular.
Sing it, let's hear.
Say My Name. You do know what song? He's just remixed
on the radio.
Say my name.
Is that not a different tune now?
It's by Florence and the Machine, but he remixed it.
Right.
It was on Love Island, and all his remix was on Love Island.
See, I don't watch Love Island, I will know.
What did you fuck up on?
No, I didn't fuck up.
You just nervous?
See, when you feel nervous, you feel the nerves and just do it anyway.
See, to be honest, I don't really get nervous for anything like
that. Nah, he's already coming in here. The most nervous person I've had a podcast with was Javis Pavis.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, it was like fucking.
You think he'd be really confident too?
Fuck him, he's wired moon. I felt I was going to be a serial killer. Like,
I heard he actually believes he's Elvis reincarnated.
Does he?
So
I heard that. I don't know if it's true.
He's shaved his own head. No, he's ginger now. I know. He's these big patches to say.
Does he actually believe he's Elvis reincarnated?
I think he just loves him.
Why?
He's adapted to the Elvis thing.
What the fuck?
It's like Emmons, Victoria and David Beckham. You just get some mad people out there. Like,
but Elvis, he's came away from it now. And he's still doing more than Elvis. Nobody's trying to do other things. I think he's just as
far but as nothing will ever work out for him except for Elvis.
Just be like a wee Elvis impersonator. You book for a fucking hour. Like
he's been too long doing Elvis. You can't really get
like. Can you even make money out of that type of stuff?
He makes a few quid.
Busking, maybe a couple of wee shows. Like just
I don't think you would have made much money busking. Like
people probably feel sorry for him.
I
says to him,
all stingy.
I says to him, Elvis, tell me a truth here. So tell me the truth. See when someone throws an out fiver in that box, you lift it out and put it in your pocket? No, because people obviously feel sorry for him and go, there's no money. If they see a fiver, they go, fuck him. But he goes, I take all the notes out and put them in my pocket.
Does
he? Another pound coin. So he only leaves a clappers and one. But there's...
That's tactics. I do that with a tip jar and work. See if somebody sticks a tenner in. You put 10 coins in, put the tenner in the till, you know what I mean?
Do you?
I have to.
Who's tipping you a tenner? What the fuck?
Do they? Serious? We come ask people, you know, mate, trust me, we kids know. It's mad.
Tenner tips?
Tenner tips.
Where do you work? I was about to say, where do you work?
Amelia's Kitchen.
I've really wanted to try in there for ages.
Best toasties in the
world.
Well,
I do food reviews, so get me
a second. I should call
Do you?
Yeah.
We've had a I haven't had one either. Like, if you see the TikTok for them, that it's blown the whole thing up. Like,
you can start a business and then just TikTok will just push it literally. So much.
Exactly.
It's
amazing. Like,
see, that's what we do with the agency too. Like, help, but, like, businesses. Help businesses grow too.
Call down, see our money boy, the boss man.
Could you not try and open their own sort of like shop? Or is the drink interested in it? And then you could push it so much yourselves?
Would love to, but...
We're just doing so much at the moment. Yeah. We really are doing
a lot at the moment.
Cross that bridge and you get
we don't want to move away. We just want to be everywhere.
Yeah.
We're with.
But then I think we're like greedy that way. We want to be doing everything and want to be everywhere.
Yeah.
And you just can't sometimes.
Like, once you have a taste of it.
I would love to live in Australia for about a year. I would love to live in Dubai for about a year.
It's a good spot, Tony.
Just want
to go everywhere. Just go over for a year and sure. What's the worst that could happen? You just come back here.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
He was away, or he wanted to work to the mains. I won't let him.
I want to go back.
It's going to be a full-time podcast next year.
Once I'm starting to earn the bread here, and I'm not needing to go.
He's rapper slash podcast. He's doing well.
Slash chef.
I've heard it. Like,
good. It's a good chunk. It's a bell. That's good.
We love rap. We like rap. We love it.
Do you?
Yeah. Mazza, love him.
Absolutely
love him.
See his
rapper in Belfast.
Bugsy Malone's my favourite. I love Bugsy Malone. I listen to one of his songs every morning.
Great British Dream.
What about Tupac? Yeah. Tupac or Biggie?
Biggie. I don't really listen M&M to them two, to be fair.
Sorry.
No, for a play. You're honest. Like, you're honest.
Eminem or 50?
50.
No, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I don't know.
We're going to see Eminem and Mary J. Blige.
In England? In London? Mm-hmm. I went and seen Eminem before in London.
He's doing a tour again. Like, his final tour.
I don't know if it's still going. I don't know what's happening with it. But I went to see him. I've been the same. I love him. I've seen him four times.
I've seen him once.
I've loved it. I love
him. I booked the same in Twickenham.
I loved it. What's that?
Twickenham is the...
Did you?
Oh, here, I've cried at it too.
He came out and he started doing Stan. I just started crying. Tears of happiness because I love them.
Here, see, Twickenham's the.
It's a race
the, track. No, it's not. It's the National Rugby Stadium of England. There
Is it cricket even?
No, Twickenham. It's their National Rugby Stadium. I mean, it was fucking rammed. But my two mates from Atletico and I had the two tickets and they didn't go, so I had the seller tickets. But obviously, because I bought the tickets to Gar, whoever I sold these tickets to had to sit beside me. So I met these two Australians outside and sold them the tickets. And then when I got inside, bumped into them. I was like, well, and then I ended up partying with them for like 2 days.
Two legends.
After the show. But what I done when I was watching that Eminem, when he was before he came on, he was playing in Sweden 2 days before. So I went on the Sweden show and seen the track list that he sung. And then I put it on my phone, and then I knew he was going to come out. So the first song's going to be like "Lose Yourself," and then the next one. So I had the track list, and I was telling people, "No, here he's going to sing his next one."
I do that, but I don't learn the track list. Like I know the song.
It does my head in.
Alright, but they see his whole tour. He does the exact same songs like in order. So I just knew.
No, she knows every song. Like if we go to, like, it doesn't matter where we go. She'll be like, "This song's on next." Like the beat hasn't even started, and she's like, "That's the song it is."
Alright.
Yeah. I can hear it through the wee hi hats.
You know what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
I should be a
DJ.
I love my music. I listen to anything.
The only music I couldn't listen to is the old fucking Slipknot, like Cabby 4X. Cabby 4X, Deadly Mad, Hot TV, like.
Oh, fuck.
High on Life, the agency.
Stay high on life.
Yeah, stay high on life.
Don't touch drugs, get high on life.
Right, how are you?
Thanks very much.
No problem.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.